With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Justice Department announces the indictment of Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Cuellar's home and campaign office in Laredo, Texas, were raided by the FBI in 2022 in connection to possible ties with Azerbaijani businessmen. In a statement, Cuellar said, "I want to be clear that both my wife and I are innocent of these allegations. Everything I've done in Congress has been to serve the people of South Texas." He said he and his wife tried to meet with prosecutors but were rejected. Cuellar said he plans to run for re-election in November. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNnews.com, University of Vermont canceling the commencement speech of UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield. The university has joined several other schools in altering their graduation plans as pro-Hamas protests continue across the country. Protests scheduled to take place today at Kent State in Ohio. It's the anniversary of protests that led to shootings on campus decades ago. Some Jewish organizations in Southern California are holding events to show support for Jewish students in the face of campus protest. Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
At UCLA, the American Jewish Committee's Richard Hirschhout on KABC-TV says Jewish students have been facing intimidation and harassment by some pro-Palestinian demonstrators. One incident, he says, got violent even with security present.
This is not Vienna of 1938.
And it's different from the 60s Vietnam demonstrations.
Students weren't targeting their fellow students.
Student Gabby Lazary's with the group Bruins for Israel and says anti-Zionist sentiment is hurtful.
You are calling for the eradication of the state of Israel and you are calling for the eradication of the Jewish people.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. It appears that people are having fewer children.
Well, not quite nobody, but fertility rates are alarmingly low in many modern industrialized nations, and experts are becoming concerned. Population decline will eventually be a problem, but in the short run, these countries, including the U.S., would experience a rapidly aging population and shrinking tax base. Why aren't young people having children? Analysts say it costs too much, women don't want to interrupt their careers, and family isn't as important to the next generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah public schools are rushing to prepare students and teachers as the state starts cracking down on any school found to be allowing males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. Although the law took effect when Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed it back in January, it was not being widely enforced before a key compliance mechanism came online this week. The ban on males and female spaces also applies to all government buildings. This is SRN News. Traffic continues to be snarled between Connecticut and New York City.
Workers have begun removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker truck. The demolition that began Friday is expected to keep both sides of Interstate 95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, closed through the weekend and extend a traffic nightmare on the major artery linking New England and New York. Governor Ned Lamont says the plan is still to reopen the highway on Monday morning. Crews are expected to finish removing the bridge by Sunday morning and road repairs will be made. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden awards 19 people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Recipients included Democrat Nancy Pelosi, former Vice President Al Gore, and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. White House also expanding health insurance coverage for illegal immigrants. More details at SRNnews.com.